The following is a paid program. Advice and opinions expressed on The Journey show are solely that of the hosts or guests and not those of 101.7 The Truth and Good Karma Brands Milwaukee LLC.
Welcome to On The Journey with Coach Erica, where mindset, money, and real estate come together to transform your future. Now, here is your host, Coach Erica Odom.
Hello, hello, Journey team. We are back. Welcome to On The Journey with me, Coach Erica, live here from the American Family Studio on the award-winning 101.7 The Truth. Journey team, this is the place to be if you want to talk everything mindset, money, and real estate. Don't forget, the talk and text line is open at 833-212-1017. So make sure we tap in and tune in today. I am excited to be back. And per usual, we have another set of amazing guests in studio here with me today. So make sure you stay tuned. Don't miss out. It is going to be a great show today. Everything we're talking about is real estate. All my people that want to be in real estate, this is the time for you to tap in and tune in today, because everything is about real estate. What every first time home buyer should know, because let me tell you, I'll be the first to tell you, there's a lot to know. So we're going to give you just a piece of the pie today, because there's so much information to know when we talk about real estate and when we talk about home buying. But before I get into my journey for this week, I wanted to show off. I got my tea on, y'all. Miss CEO, check me out. Okay. Let me tell you, I have some exciting news. Your coach, yes, me, Coach Erica, was recognized in CEO Weekly. So go check me out. Go read the article. It's CEO Weekly. Yay. CEO Weekly. If you go under leadership, I was recognized for my leadership, in being an entrepreneur. If you don't know, I am an entrepreneur as well as a real estate investor in many of things and hats that I do. So there is an article that they wrote about me and my journey. So if you are curious and want to know and learn more, go support your coach. Go read. Go learn a little bit more about who is Coach Erica, just in case you're wondering, who is she, right? All right. So last show, we talked about side hustles that work. This show, we're talking about real estate. And I gave a little bit about me and my failure that I had on my journey. And so today I want to dive a little bit more and build a little bit more on that and talk to you about my journey when I became a first-time home buyer. So just in case you don't know, I actually got into real estate when I was 19. So many years ago is when I first stepped into real estate and bought my very first investment property. And so my journey that I'm talking about today is my overall journey of lacking knowledge. So when I talk about the journey, everything that I talk about and I put into the universe of wanting people to know is because of my own personal experiences as a first-time homebuyer and lacking knowledge, not knowing where to turn, what to do, what questions to ask. It really cost me a lot financially as well as on all types of levels. So I kind of want to dive a little deep into my journey of lacking that knowledge as a first-time home buyer. Now, follow me on this, because first of all, knowledge is very powerful. That is something that nobody can take away from you. So if you are not tuning in to whether it be a podcast, whether you're reading books, whether you're going to networking events, whatever that looks like, I need you to immerse yourself in everything it is that you want to know. So if you are serious about becoming a first-time home buyer, or you really are like, yes, Coach Erica, I want to be a real estate investor, this is what I need you, what I want to do, then I need you to really dive deep into learning knowledge, because nobody can take that away from you. And you need that knowledge to not only help you be successful on your journey to success, but it's also going to bring empowerment for you and fulfillment. It'll make you feel, have a sense of good feeling during the process, because you have some knowledge to back up what you're doing in that process. So when I first got into my real estate deal, it was just all bad, right? But when I think about it and I reflect today, it was actually all good, because that failure, those experience actually has built me to the point that I am now in my journey and has helped me growth grow and develop. So when I first got into real estate and I bought my house at 19, I explained the last show that the house was on 37th and Roar. It was a duplex. I was able to do what I needed to do as far as, you know, having a tenant in it, living in the other half, doing everything that I was supposed to do. But that upfront process, I was blind as a bat. Let me tell you, blind as a bat. And I did what most people do. And let me be careful how I say this. I really entrusted myself in the professionals. And that's no shade to nobody who's in the real estate profession. But unfortunately, the reality is not everybody has the best interest for you as a client. We want to hope so. But in my case, that was not my experience. And that was not my case. So I remember my realtor not being very helpful during the process. I even remember not wanting to work with her anymore and was stuck with her because I was in an agent buyer's agreement, which basically says that I signed paperwork agreeing to work with this agent through the whole entire process until I sell and or buy a home, and they are guaranteed that commission. And so when I talk about terms, it's a lot of terms that's going to be out there, and we don't have enough time to go over everything, but I want you to take notes during this show, and I want you to do your due diligence and go back and research some of those terms. So an agent buyer's agreement is very important to know about, because in my case, I had signed one and I was unhappy with the services that I was getting. I was unhappy with my realtor, but I was stuck. I couldn't change it. I remember vividly my mom had a friend who was a realtor and just out of courtesy kind of helped me finish up my process. But guess what? The original realtor still got a check on closing day, not my mom's friend. So these are like terms and things that you need to know. The other thing that I talked about last show is really understanding your, when we talk about your loan products, there's different loan products out here, right? There's conventional lending. There's VA lending or Veterans Administration. There is FHA, Federal Housing Administration, right? There's all these terms, all these things, but these are things that you need to know, because I don't want you, Journey Team, to walk into the bank and just because the broker says, oh, we need to put you in FHA. No, how about you explain to me, what is FHA? Why does this product work better for me than conventional? Those are things that we need to know and we need to understand. Again, I'm going to be putting out a lot of terms, but follow me, take them notes, because these are things that you need to be tapped in and tuned into. And also, in my case, I bought my duplex for $125,000. It was definitely not worth that. Let's start there. So when we talk about the appraisal, I think now, did they rig my appraisal? I, to this day, kind of think that, because the numbers wasn't adding. You hear me? They were not adding, and there's no way that duplex should have been sold for $125,000. So again, things and terms that you need to know. Other thing is, by me lacking knowledge, when we talk about the importance of knowing knowledge, I didn't know what questions to ask. So here I am sitting in these rooms with these professional people, signing my name on paperwork, doing this thing, thinking that I got it. You know, I got this. I'm 19. Can't nobody tell me nothing, but I didn't know nothing. And that was a problem right there. So here is the thing. I didn't know what questions to ask. So when you are educating yourself and becoming familiar with terms and becoming familiar with the process, that allows you to go in and lead the meeting. Ask the questions that you need to ask. Don't feel forced to get your credit pulled. Have somebody explain to you what things mean. You don't have to walk in and get your credit pulled right away. Ask questions. But if you don't have that knowledge, you're gonna not going to know how to, maneuver that meeting. So it is very, very, very important to know your knowledge, to know what you're getting yourself into, number one, because purchasing a home is a very big deal and it's a game changer, a great game changer. Let me just add that. But it is a very big deal and a very big responsibility. So if you're going to be signing your names on some mortgage docs and taking on a home, it's not just buying a home, it's understanding the process. And let me add everything that comes after the fact, because you get through the home process, right? But then what about everything that comes with the responsibility as being a homeowner? I think a lot of people forget about that part. Like, you can't call your landlord anymore. You can't call the property management company anymore. When something goes wrong, when you have an emergency, guess what, Journey Team? you have to have those funds to support if that furnace goes out. You have nobody to call. If something goes wrong, you got to figure it out. You got to get your own contractors. You got to buy your own material. So it can get real, real fast. And that's why it's so important to be well informed and educated in your process on your journey to home ownership. But your coach has a solution, right? Coach Erica, yes. So not only do we have some amazing guests that's going to add to what I'm saying right now, but if you didn't know, now you know, your coach is also a published author. Yes, I'm a published author of a book called Journey to Success. Look it up. This book was inspired, Journey Team, for people like you. I went through it when I went through my first process, like I said, and my mission and my goal was I never wanted to, if I could have any control over, I didn't want to see anybody go through what I went through and experience what I went through. So if you look up the Journey to Success book, it's on all platforms, by the way, Amazon, Barnes & Noble, Target, Walmart, you name it, Google my name, Erica Odom, you'll find the book, you'll find me. Everything as far as giving you some basics of things that you need to know in your home ownership process is definitely going to be in the book. So I encourage you to check it out, Journey to Success, and get some tips from the book. Not only that, you got to stay tuned in, Journey Team, because we got more to come. We got some great guests. And I just want to say, my journey as a first-time home buyer, yes, it was a bunch of uncertainty and lessons learned. But here's the key. Here's the thing. That mistake, every mistake that I made has developed me along my journey. And that's critical. That's crucial. The development, the growth, and the process. So make sure you stay tuned and tapped in, because coming up next, what every first-time home buyer should know. We're not done talking about this discussion, Journey Team. We have more to come, and we got a guest ready to share a lot more information. So stay tuned.
You are listening to On the Journey with Coach Erica on 101.7 The Truth.
All right, all right. Welcome back. You're listening to me, Coach Erica, on the journey. All right. So the share, talk, and text line, don't forget, is open at 833-212-1017 if you want to tap in, tune in. Today, we are talking about real estate. So all my real estate people out there, make sure you are tuned in and get a friend tuned in if they are interested in real estate or becoming a first-time home buyer. Because today, Journey Team, we are talking everything what first-time home buyers should know, because there's a lot you should know. We are just diving into our conversation, but as promised, I have more amazing guests this week, and I'm excited to introduce them. And you guys know I can go on and on with talking, but I'm going to mute myself so we can get these guests on and get some more knowledge out here. So our first guest that we have today, she is a realtor with EXP Realty. So without further ado, I want to bring in on the mic Rothea Hunt here today to talk to us and give her some of her knowledge and tips on first-time homebuyer. Thank you, Rothea, for coming.
Thank you, Erica, for bringing me along on the journey with you and your listeners.
Okay.
My name is Rothea Hunt. I'm a realtor
with
EXP.
Okay.
In the state of Wisconsin. I work in the city of Milwaukee and the surrounding areas.
Okay.
I'm an Airbnb owner. I have
nice
rental properties. I also am a project manager for small home remodels.
Nice.
And like you, Erica, I experienced a lot of problems when I purchased my first home.
Okay.
Well, it took me 2 years to close on my house.
Okay.
I made many mistakes when it came to education, when it came to loans, and my realtor left me mid-process of offer.
Okay.
And so it was horrible. It took me 2 years to close on the house, and I learned a lot, and I learned that I had a lot of mistakes. I did a lot of mistakes. And so today, I'm here to give you 5 steps so that you don't have to relive the same mistakes that I did.
Okay, but before you go into that, listen here, Journey Team. Let me just say this. She didn't tell me all of that. Girl, you better tell them to stop playing with you. run back the list of things that you said you do. Listen, you is out here doing it, okay? I'm like, wait a minute now. She didn't tell me all that, but that's amazing. But that goes into what we talked about, right? Knowledge. Knowledge is powerful. If you don't take anything else away, knowledge is powerful. We need to read. We need to tune into things. We need to overly educate ourselves in things that we want to be better at and things that we want to do so we can be successful on our journey to success. Because here we have another person right here in the studio that is proof that, yes, you can make mistakes, right? I think Rothea would agree with me. You can make mistakes and you can have failure. A lot of people fear failure, but guess what? Failure is necessary on the process to your journey to success. And if you didn't know, now you know. You need to fail. Failure is going to help you grow. It's going to help you develop you. It's going to help you get better. So it's not a bad thing to make a mistake. It's not a bad thing to fail at something. Process that and move along on your journey and get better. But Rothea, can you kind of now go into some tips that if you were working with the home buyer or someone contacted you, what would you say? Because I think you, again, would agree with me. There's a lot we can say, but it's only so much we can cover in this hour show. But what would you say are the most, I guess, important tips if you're working with a client, somebody that has no idea about what's going on, where to start, don't even know where to begin, nobody to connect with? What are some tips does that person need to know that you feel would be beneficial for them on their journey to first-time home ownership?
The first tip that I would give anybody is to get educated.
Yes, education.
Go to the first-time home buyer classes.
Yes.
You need to understand the process.
Absolutely.
If you don't understand the process in the beginning, when you find a home that you want, you can lose that home because you don't understand the process and you may not have all the things that you need to purchase that home.
Absolutely.
So go to a first-time home buyer course. You can use Housing Resource, Inc. That is a company that do first-time home buyer
Absolutely.
Classes. Very good company. Go with them. They have a lot of people on hand that can help you, loan officers, realtors, inspectors, people that talk about credit, and as well they'll give you grants at the end, okay?
Yes.
So next, I would recommend you to check your credit. I know a lot of us like to block those creditors' calls that call us and they like to throw that mail in the garbage, but you need to check your credit.
Yes.
You need to check your
you
credit.
You need to be informed,
yes.
right?
You
informed.
Need to know where you at in the ballpark. Your credit is very, very important. It is your purchasing power. You need to have good credit. The better your credit is, the more money you'll be able to get down the road when you apply for that loan. So you need to work on your credit. Number one.
Yes.
You know?
And can I just add something before we go into the next tip?
Go ahead.
I want to add, Journey Team, credit is extremely important, number one, as Rothea mentioned. But I also wanted to just add in, you know, being informed, check your credit report, right? If you didn't know, everybody's entitled to a free credit report every year, annualfreecreditreport.com. You can pay for the score if you want to see the score, but to see your credit, to see actually what's reporting on your credit and the accuracy of the information on your credit, that's something you can check. Anybody can check that. So don't miss out on things like that. And the other ad that I want to add is even utilizing certain apps like Experian app and following your credit report on Experian, following your credit report on Equifax. Credit Karma, but here's my niche about Credit Karma. The score on Credit Karma is not accurate because I can't go too deep right now, but there's different credit scoring modules that are used. And Credit Karma, I wouldn't suggest using the score model on Credit Karma. But it is great to follow to see, okay, what is actually reporting on my credit report. So I just want to slide that in there. But go ahead, continue on.
Step three. Save your money. Oh, my goodness.
Oh, my gosh.
So important. As the young folks say, save your money. You need to save your money.
Yes.
There are so many fees associated with purchasing a house, and there's the closing costs, down payment. You have the earnest money, inspection fee, and the homeowner insurance. Some of these fees are due before you go to closing, so you need the money up front.
Yes.
Okay. And a lot of us are scared when we hear money, you know, where are we going to get that money from?
Right.
Okay. I'm going to tell you some places. When you file your taxes, use that money. Mm-hmm. Use your tax money. Mm-hmm. A lot of us get $2,000, $3,000. Some of us even get $10,000 back. Save that for a down payment.
Don't go ball out, y'all.
Save that money. If you don't get a tax return, that's okay. A lot of us have a 401k. We don't really look into that. You can tap into your 401k and use that as a down payment to purchase a home. So tap into your 401k. Use that money. If you don't have neither one of those, it's the holiday season. Get a seasonal job.
Listen, okay? Sacrifice.
You're right.
Put the work in. Sacrifice. We all want things. But my question to you is, what are you going to do? How hard are you willing to work for it and sacrifice for the things that you want? Because there's nothing that says you can't have it. You may have to work a little hard. You may have to do a little extra. But you're more than capable of getting it. And I'm going to tag back, Rothea, on saving money. That's huge. And one of the things that I'm always constantly talking to people about, let me tell you, if my family is on the air, if they were to call in, they will tell you, yes, this is what she always talk about. We have to have emergency funds. I got to throw that in there, because when we talk about saving money, not only do I need you to save specifically for things such as buying a home, maybe you need to buy a car, maybe you need to save up for something specific, but I also need you to have an emergency fund. An emergency fund, exactly what it sounds. In the event something happens unexpectedly, are you prepared to go on account and pull money out for it? That's what you need to be asking yourself. And if you're not prepared, we need to figure out quickly how to get you prepared. And the fastest way to get prepared that I always tell people, start. People hear the word savings and they get frozen. Well, Coach Erica, how can I save? I can barely pay my bills. But you went to Chick-fil-A last week, right? You went to the mall the other week, right? Right? People don't like when I get the poking, but I have to poke sometimes because I need you to be real with yourself. If you want to change your situation, if you want to change your journey, the first step is being honest with yourself. Correct. If you can't be honest with yourself, journey team, we got a problem. We can't move forward. But savings is so important, and having that emergency money set aside in the time of need is important. And going back to what I said, yes, you can save. I don't care if you have to save $5 a week, $5 a month, $5 every 2 weeks, start. The point is you need to start. You need to have traction. The moment you start, the moment you're moving. The moment you stay stuck in one spot, you're stagnant. You have no traction. You have no savings. And you can always be flexible with savings, and you can adjust and increase your savings as needed based on your financial circumstances at that time. But you need to be putting something away all the time. Right. Any other tips?
Yes. Find you a realtor.
Yes.
A lot of times we go on Zillow and we look on those sites and we find a house and we click that person at the bottom of that site. They're not your realtor. You need to find somebody to work on your behalf.
Absolutely.
Preferably me, Rothea Hunt.
Okay.
But find somebody to work on your behalf. Your realtor is your negotiator. They're going to make sure everything works out for you. They're going to sign those contracts for you, make sure everything works smoothly. Don't be like me the first time. My realtor left me high and dry in the middle of a contract.
Oh, my. Yeah.
And it was devastating. You don't want that. Find somebody that you can work with that's knowledgeable and they have experience.
All right. Anything else you want to add for tips?
Lastly.
Okay.
Last thing you want to do is get a loan. A loan is very important. You did all the major steps. A loan is the last thing. But you're going to need to gather some documents. You need to gather your check stubs, taxes, bank statements. When you're looking for a loan, you need to shop around. They don't tell you this, but you need to shop around. You need to get at least 3 lenders. Go to 3 different banks. Ask them, do they have any first-time home buyer grants?
Mm-hmm.
You need that money. You want to bring as much money as you can to the table when you're purchasing a house when it's time for closing, right?
All
right. You're going to run your credit with all 3 of those banks, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Preferably in the same week. I know it sounds crazy, but you're going to run them with all 3 of those banks. What's going to happen? They're going to pull your credit one time, but all those banks are going to look at the same credit score. And the reason you're doing this is because each bank offers different services. They offer different fees and different qualifications. So some banks may be a little bit more lenient, and some banks may be hard on you, and they might not give you as much money. Once you run all 3 of those banks, you decide which loan that you want to pick.
Right, right. So, Journey Team, we have Rothea Hunt in the studio. Can you tell us really quick where everyone can find you at?
You can find me on Facebook as Rock the Realtor. That's ROKTHERealtor. Or you can call me at 414-551-0116.
All right, Rothea, thank you. Coming up next, do you know what your credit score should be to purchase a home? Stay tuned in, Journey Team.
You are listening to On the Journey with Coach Erica on 101.7 The Truth.
Welcome back. Welcome back. You're listening to On the Journey with me, Coach Erica. And don't forget, the talk and text line is open at 833-212-1017. Make sure you tap in. We're talking everything real estate today, what every first-time home buyer should know. But now we're going to dive into another angle, a piece of the pie, which is about credit. What should every first-time home buyer, or just for that words, anybody should know about credit. And so I am excited because we have another guest as promised. Let me tell you, y'all, not only is he here in studio, but he flew all the way in from us from Las Vegas. Yes, he flew in to be here today. So we got to make sure we give him some acknowledging. I have Jeremiah JJ Jordan, an entrepreneur, many of hats, but the owner of Easy Fix Financial. So without further ado, how you doing, Jeremiah?
I'm doing good. Thank you for that world-class introduction.
You're welcome. How you liking this cold? The tundra is real.
Man, you know, I'm from here, but, you know, you get got to get back used to it. You know, I jumped off the plane, didn't have a real jacket. I was like, oh.
Well, you got a real shock then when you made it to Mitchell. Yeah.
But happy to be here. Excited to be here.
All right. So can you start off letting our listeners know a little bit about yourself and what it is that you do?
Okay. Well, as Erica stated, I'm the owner of Easy Fix Financial. That's my credit company there. I've been an owner of a car dealership, a car rental business, real estate, of course. Bought my first home at 19. Cleaning company, I would say a serial entrepreneur, but the important thing about that, as far as leveraging, when it's time to expand, credit has always helped me, and I couldn't have done any of it without it.
Absolutely. Definitely. So. Credit is important. And I know you came to talk a lot more about the credit angle. Let's kind of dive right in. What would be some tips when we talk about credit if you had to give someone looking to purchase a home?
First and foremost, you know, once you figure out what your credit score is, don't go buy a car. I have to stress that. I work with so many clients, you know, a realtor send them to me, and we to that point, they look at 680, 700, and they go buy a car.
Mm-hmm.
And nothing wrong with buying a car, but buy the house first.
You know, absolutely.
The ratio is going to be totally out of whack. You'll kill your whole loan. So people need to invest in themselves. When I say that, so many people don't have any credit monitoring service. And I don't include Credit Karma. That is not one you want to hang your hat on.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they don't even give you all three credit bureau scores.
No.
Erica touched on it a little bit. You know, there's different type of score. I'm not going to get into that too much. That's a whole topic of scoring. I mean, a whole topic of for a show. But you got to be careful on that. So, you know, spend $25 and get you a MyFICO or a Identity IQ, a Smart Credit. You know, there's a lot of good ones out there that can help you monitor your credit. Also, learn your statement dates. Your statement date. If you have a credit card, your due date is not your statement date. What's important about the statement date is when they're reporting to the credit bureaus.
Absolutely.
So, you know, especially when you're like reestablishing, you 9 times out of 10 don't have big credit lines. You might have a $1,000 credit card.
Mm-hmm.
Anytime you go over 300, which is 30%, it's going to affect your score in a negative way.
Mm-hmm.
So if you know your statement date, you know, Christmas coming up. All right, cool. I might need to use that credit card. But I know if I pay it down by this day, lease is going to report. Then I got a whole nother 30 days to spend and pay back.
Absolutely. So I got a question for you, Jeremiah. So I run into a lot of people from my lane with coaching, and they're like, I don't want to get no credit cards. I don't want to get no credit. They are like credit feared. Okay. What would you say to somebody like that? Because there's so many people out there that has ruined their credit in the past. And then they are like, I don't want no credit. I don't want to open credit. I don't want to get my credit ran. What would you say about that?
If they're a business owner, I would definitely tell them they need to educate themselves. A business credit is a lane they should definitely be focused on.
Okay.
But if personal credit ain't in line, you can't even go into the business credit. Just a quick side story. I had a dealership. My lot fit about 50, 60 cars. Everything inside, from the computers, tables, chairs, business credit.
Absolutely.
I was able to put my money on the inventory, which you know, I want to have nice cars. And we did buy here, pay here. We ain't going to get too much into that, but those are things I would tell them, you know. I would tell them to sit down and talk to me. Anytime a person talks to me, whether it's personal credit, business credit, I give you, it don't cost you to talk to me. And believe me, my money is worth, my time is definitely worth money, but I don't feel like I should charge you to find out what's going on.
Absolutely.
It's the education process.
Absolutely.
All the way through. And even with credit laws changing, it's something I got to be privy to as well.
Mm-hmm.
You got to stay on the ball.
Yes, because it's always changing. But that goes back to what I feel like we've been talking the entire show. For those of you that may just be tuning in just now, we have to educate ourselves. We have to be informed. Credit is one of those things, whether you're buying a home or not, you still need to be informed and well-versed in your credit situation. And which, I guess, would you agree that everybody's situation looks different? A lot of people, people get caught up into listening. Well, so-and-so said this and so-and-so was able to get this. But guess what? That's so-and-so's situation. And I think we need to do better at figuring out our situation, because your situation and that person over there's situation may look totally different and require totally different things when we talk about credit repair and or getting ourselves prepared for home ownership.
Absolutely. And you know, the 2% mortgages are gone. You know, so many times I hear people, well, my friend told me I bought a home at 2%. Yeah, in 2020.
Okay.
We were telling you to buy, but you didn't want to listen. And even now is a great time to buy, because more people are saying, oh, I'm just going to rent. Well, this is a time you should be buying. You know, as a seller, if I'm selling one of my properties, I'm a lot more flexible than I was 4 years ago.
Absolutely.
I might pay a little bit of your closing costs.
Yeah. Negotiation, right?
Hey.
There's always room for negotiation.
Absolutely.
Yes. Is there anything else when we talk about that person first getting started that you think would be beneficial for them to know?
Something they should need to know. I mean, it's a ton of things.
And we don't have as much time.
We don't have that much time today.
What I can mention, if that's okay,
go ahead.
Not only did Jeremiah fly all the way in from Las Vegas for us, y'all, he actually even has some giveaways, right? You are
that's right.
He's
that's right.
Giving stuff away. We like
stuff
free
away.
Stuff, right? So, Jeremiah, if you want to talk a little bit about what it is that you are going to be offering to people listening in to on the show, or I can, it's up to
sure,
you.
Sure, I can talk a little bit about it. So, I know everybody's so... Everybody's worried about cost, and as we said, we need to invest in ourselves. You know, bad credit costs you thousands of dollars.
Absolutely.
I just want to put that out there. Whether you're buying that high interest rate car, you know, credit cards, all these things, they cost. You may not even be able to get a credit card. You might have to go secure a credit card where they cause you to put money up.
Mm-hmm.
That's going to cost you. So, you know, with that being said, we're going to do a couple things. So, it never costs us to talk to me as far as a consultation to see what's going on with your credit.
And how can they do that? How can they find
you? You can contact me a few ways. Phone number, I know everybody likes to text, right? 702-790-0266. I'm a busy man. We do have other people working, so it may not be me responding, but it is us. And okay. You will get a chance to talk to me on the phone. So that'll be a good way. We're on Instagram.
Okay.
Easy Fix Financial on Instagram. It's easy_fix_financial.
Okay.
On Instagram, Easy Fix Financial on Facebook and TikTok. So reach out.
Okay.
If you want to email me, that's jjordan@easyfixfinancial.com.
Okay.
So what we're going to do, we're going to even stretch out the first three people that actually reach out to me, we're going to cut your startup cost in half. So it'll go from $299 to $149.99. So that's $150. That's less than the pair of Jordans you got on. That's less than that Dior shirt or, you know, them cool outfits. I know how we do in Milwaukee.
Uh-huh.
We come to show out.
Listen, Milwaukee shows
out.
Start.
We don't do any long-term contracts. You know, I would say the average person probably needs to be in the program 90 days.
Uh-huh.
And it's a month-to-month program, $150 a month. If you're done in 2 months, you're done.
Listen, that sounds like a deal to me, Journey Team, even if it's just for information purposes, because what I heard Jeremiah say is it doesn't cost to just get some information. So the time to start is now. Our text and talk line is open if you would like to call in and get your name added on the list. Jeremiah is giving away that great deal to the first three callers that call in. The line is 833-212-1017. If you haven't started, you need to start. The time is now to start getting that credit in order just for yourself. Or if you are looking for home ownership and to purchase a home, I would say within the next 6 months to a year, you really need to be tapped in right now and on that line so you can get a meeting with Jeremiah. And Jeremiah is actually going to be in town for a few days and willing to meet with clients here in person. Is that right?
In person. I don't know no credit companies doing that right now.
Yes.
Come see me live in person. Come talk to me. Let's see what it takes to get you together. And if it's not about a home, that's okay, because I work with a lot of entrepreneurs and we get that credit in line so they can get some funding, whether it be business or personal. You might need an extra 50, 60 grand.
Yes.
Right?
We can't go wrong with that. So this is the time to tap in. You have no excuse. You have your resources right here to tap in and tune in. So make sure you call in and get your name on that list so you can be the one of the first three callers to take advantage of what Jeremiah is offering us today from Easy Fix Financial. I want to thank you for taking time out of your busy schedule to come in and fly in and be with us. It is greatly appreciated.
My pleasure. My pleasure. Happy to be have.
All right. And I think that's a perfect segue to say that preparation turns dreams into ownership, because everything Jeremiah talked about is preparing ourselves. So let's plan, let's prepare, let's make it happen, Journey Team. And coming up next, more on what every first-time home buyer should know.
You are listening to On the Journey with Coach Erica on 101.7 The Truth.
Welcome back. Welcome back to On the Journey with me, Coach Erica. The talk and text line is open at 833-212-1017. Journey Team, we have just been talking about a bunch of very much so necessary information tonight. We've been talking about real estate, what every first-time home buyer should know. We've touched on credit. We've touched on several things. If you are just tuning in, get that notebook and paper, because we still have a little bit more tips to give you when we talk about preparing for home ownership to buy your first property. So at the beginning of the show, I was sharing a little bit about, you know, my experience of lack of knowledge is what I talked about. Lacking knowledge on my journey when I bought my first property. And I cannot stress enough, Journey Team, that knowledge is power. Knowledge is power. We need to get back to reading. So many people don't like to read no more. We need to read books. Read a book before you go to bed and stop scrolling. How about doing that? That's what we need to be doing out here, okay? That'll give you some knowledge and prepare you for the next day. That scroll ain't gonna do nothing but have you emotional and feeling away, because you looking at something that you like, oh, I wish I was doing that. Well, you could be doing it, Journey Team, if you educate, get that knowledge in there. But okay, here we go. We're talking about what every first-time home buyer should know. I would like to give you some tips, and this is the first thing I'm going to say. Everybody needs a success team. Whether you are buying a home, looking to open a business, whatever that looks like, and I want you to ask me, Coach Erica, what is a success team? A success team, in this case, for first-time home buyers, you need to have a realtor on your team. You need to have a home inspector. You need to have a broker. You need to have an insurance agent. And I'm talking about for your homeowner's insurance. But you know what else you need that most people forget about? Movers. Because guess what? When you close on that home, if you don't have family, reliable family, that can help you move, that's actually going to show up and not tear yourself up, you have to get a moving company. And that is an expense, okay? A very expensive expense. But a lot of people forget to budget for movers and forget that, yes, you're going to move. You got to buy boxes, paper, tape. That stuff adds up very quickly, let me tell you. So we need to plan for that, and we need to count movers as part of our team when we're talking about preparing to purchase our first home. The other thing we need to do, read. Ask clarifying questions. When you are meeting with these professionals, realtors, home inspectors, brokers, whoever it is, read the documents they give you. Don't just skim over real quick and sign your name and say, okay, I got it. No, you don't got it. I need you to really look at and see that you understand what it is that you just signed your name to. And if you don't ask clarified questions, they're getting paid. Okay, Journey Team? When you go to that closing table, you best believe they are walking away with a check. Make them work for that check. Make them explain to you what you need to be explained to until you understand. I don't care how many times it takes, until how they need to break it down, write it down. Whatever that looks like for you, I need you to understand before you put yourself in a situation, okay? The other thing, don't change your job. If you are looking to buy a home within, I say, the next 6 months or the year, at this very moment, right now, at 6:49 in the hour, you need to halt everything. Your whole situation needs to stay the same. Do not change no job. Do not change your income. Don't apply for no credit. Jeremiah talked a lot about credit. And you need to save. Rothea talked about it. Save your money. Stop spending. You don't need to be out on the scene every week. You don't need that outfit. You can sacrifice and cut some things out. If you are serious, be serious, start saving, do what you got to do. The other thing that I would want to point out as quick tips for people who are looking to purchase their first home, the pre-approval. A lot of people get caught up on this. That does not mean that you are approved. The pre-approval just means that the bank looked at your credit and your income, and based on your credit and your income, this is what you qualify for, a Journey Team. So if they say based on your credit and your income, you qualify for $150,000, that's what you qualify for. But guess what? The process to actually apply for the mortgage loan application, Journey Team, that does not start until the day you get an accepted offer and your broker is going to send over that application. And the moment you sign that application, that's when it get real, and you better have your stuff solid and together. So a lot of people, I see this a lot. I see it on social media. People post their pre-approval letter. I don't want to be the bearer of bad news. Yes, be excited. But it's not over yet. So it's very important to know that when we talk about your journey to first-time buyer, being a first-time home buyer. Also, upfront cost. People saving, right? But they don't tell you. You got to spend money before you even close on the house. Your earnest money, right? Again, write these terms down. I don't have enough time to go into definitions. But earnest money, you pay that upfront. Depending on the bank you're working with, appraisal, you pay that up front. Home inspection, you pay that up front. And let me go into home inspection. Absolutely do not skip your home inspection. I don't care what nobody tells you. I don't care. Tell them, oh, Coach Erica said it, and tell them to find me on social media if they want to know why I told you that, okay? Because I'm going to back you up. Do not skip your home inspection. I'm going to save that for another story, Journey Team. But when I tell you I got some stories I can tell you, I got some stories I can tell you. Like, I could write a whole movie on some experiences I've had. Do not skip your home inspection. And most importantly, be involved. So many people go on home inspections. You on your phone. You on social media. You taking calls, texting. I need you to be in tune with the home inspector, having a conversation, asking questions, using that as an opportunity to learn. And I need you to know what's going on. That's very important when we talk about preparing for home ownership. The other thing, I need you, I cannot stress enough. Read, ask questions, take time to go through the process, take time to enjoy the process, live in the process, and experience the process. That's also very important. It will get better over time. There's a lot we talked about today. There's so much more that we can cover. We have two amazing guests in studio, Rothea Hunt with EXP Realty. For those of you that may be just checking in, reach out to her. We got a realtor right here that you can set up. I like to call it a coffee date with a realtor. I take my realtors on coffee dates. Let's go talk. Let me know a little bit about yourself and what you do. You got to interview people. You got to know who you're dealing with to make sure that they make sense and work for you. Because, again, they're getting a check at the end of the day. So you need to make sure that this person is a good fit for you. We have Jeremiah J.J. Jordan in the building, Easy Fix Financial. Do you know what your credit score is? Do you know what's reporting on your credit score? Do you know if you have accurate information on your credit report? Do you got some bill collections out there that you need to figure out? We need to stop running, but start answering the phone and figuring out how we can get this stuff situated. Because there are ways, but that's where that education comes in and connecting with the right people to help you get your situation together. You don't have to be afraid of bill collectors. I'm going to just say one word. I can't go too deep. Negotiation. There's always negotiation, okay? So trust me on that journey, team. It is me, Coach Erica. Let me tell you how you can find me. I am on your social platforms. You can find me on IG at Coach_Erica87, Facebook at Coach_Erica on Facebook. I'm also on LinkedIn, and you can also learn more about your coach on EricaOdomJourney.com. So come learn more about me. Who is this lady, Coach Erica? Come learn more. But what I want to say, Journey team, is for all my first-time home buyers out there, buying a home isn't just about signing papers. No, it's about understanding the process and enjoying the process and being in tune in the process while you are going through it. This is me, Coach Erica, reminding you to be prepared on your journey. Don't just dream it. Make it happen. Until the next show, December 9th, keep pushing.
Meeting was a paid program. Advice and opinions expressed on the On the Journey show are solely that of the hosts or guests and not those of 101.7 The Truth and Good Karma Brands Milwaukee LLC.